Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have a reoccurring payment that's coming up on my bank statement that me or my wife didn't authorize.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
60954.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Jason Exton, Exton.
What other name would it be in?
Penny Exton, Penni.
Yes. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
424 North Locust Street.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like here it's showing there was a survey taken to win a Dyson vacuum through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
I don't believe so. Not that I'm aware of.
Is that your wife's name this is in?
Yes.
Did you speak with her about this already?
Yes. She has no idea what it is because it comes up Peak Fit Lifestyle, some supplement store.
No, ask her, did she try to win a Dyson vacuum? It's not for that.
Well, that's what it's coming up under my bank statement.
I understand
Peak Fit Lifestyle.
That. Yes, but of course, if that's what you told her, she's not going to know. Ask her if she took a survey to try to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. That's what it's for.
Okay, well, I need to cancel it.
Okay, that's fine. Like
because
I said, yes. I mean, I can help you with that, but as far as, like, so you need to speak with her, you know, to see if she done that. Because, of course, if you told her that, she's going to say that because that's not what it's actually for. It's the $49.89. That's actually for a meal planning app subscription. And it's $49.89. It's attached to that Dyson vacuum. So that's why I said that's what it's for. Now, if you tell her that, she probably may recognize it.
Okay. But I want it canceled. Regardless.
All right. That's fine. I can also help with that. All right. So would she like to continue at $20 a month?
No.
All right. Well, give us 1 second and we'll get it canceled out. All right, so we did go ahead and get it canceled out for her. Would you like to write down her number or check it through her email?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to write down her cancellation number or check it through her email?
Both, actually.
All right, that's fine. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
The number is going to be 920-427-616.
Okay. Okay. Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.